Peter, the leading container lines reported profits of over $17 billion in the third quarter. They've certainly got the cash for more investments in their fleet and supply chains. But at the moment, we have this order book, which is getting quite close to a third of the in-service fleet. How do you see these investments that we've seen this year? And do you think they'll continue in 2025?
I think definitely we're going to see carriers reinvesting in the market they know so well. They've done so before, and they are apparently not scared of facing overcapacity. Once eventually they will all return to the Red Sea for transits again. But I would also expect carriers to spend their money in a smarter way going forward. They have different words for it. Hapag-Lloyd calls it a pure play plus, right? So they invest in their inland transportation capabilities, or at least the interface, getting into strategic ports and locations, as we see with APM terminals and other carriers that have their own basically terminal network on a global scale. And I think especially with the scenario that we're facing from 1st of February, with the reshuffle of main alliance players, at least, where we will expect them to gain the most from their current investments in key terminals, in key hubs around the world. That will be a part of the play going forward, and not only in 2025, but also forward when they seek to spend the windfall profits from 2024 in enlarging their footprint into the hinterland.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.